time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Good morning, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here every week on MSONewsSports.com discussing Merrimack Valley, and we will even dip our toes upstate to New Hampshire once in a while. What's going on, Nick?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you?
Not much. It is Friday, August 19th, the publication date of this podcast. And that is the day that high school sports 2022-2023 officially begins. Merrimack Valley is loaded with football kids getting out there today, early mornings, afternoons, nights, hopefully not three a days like you used to do back in the day. Yeah, but exciting.
It is. It certainly is. And then you know what? Monday, we got everybody else starting up.
Yes.
Games. I think golf is usually the first sport to open. They don't have that same 2 week rule. You don't really need as much of a golf preseason as you do some of these other sports. You know, there's no getting into golf shape.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Football is the big one. You know, this area obviously has a ton of good teams in the MVC. You know, Central Catholic's always right there. In Division One, Lowell's always good. You know, obviously Tewksbury and Billerica are excellent in those middle and divisions.
Yeah, and Central Catholic, Nick, our boys ended the reign of St. John's Prep, back-to-back state Division I champions in 19 and 21, right? They skipped back-to-back, skipping the COVID year, of course. Right? Am I right? Yeah. No, I'm not right.
No.
18 and 19.
And 20 was spring 2021.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. COVID screws up everything.
Yeah, and then, it really does.
And then fall 2021 would actually be season two within 2021 and the real season where you had your statewide rankings.
Yes.
And Central Catholic had just an amazing year. They were the number two seed in that bracket for Division One. Franklin was number one, but Springfield Central bounced Franklin in the semis. Central, our boys from Central bounced St. John's Prep in their semi, met in an epic classic in that Division One final. Springfield Central wins it 22-15. So we got one of the best teams in the state over here in the Merrimack Valley coming back this fall.
Big time. And they have been. I mean, St. John's Prep's kind of been in the way when they've had the North Sectional. Now that it's statewide, I mean, we see, like I said, with so many of these other, you know, on the North Shore too, so many of these teams, we see just how good they really are when you go to this format.
Yeah. And it was, we were looking at St. John's Prep, Nick. You know, we covered the North Shore for a decade or so. We're new to the Merrimack Valley, but we were looking at the Prep as a contender for a third, you know, straight state title, and Central just demolished them 35-12.
Yeah, they sure did. Definitely. Definitely. That's the de facto North crown they got last year.
Yeah.
You can hand that to them even though it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. And I have Merrimack Valley teams in that new statewide rankings format, 16 teams, eight divisions, 16 in each division. I had them at 7-5 last year, and Central was really responsible for most of those wins, right? They beat Weymouth, they beat St. John's Shrewsbury and St. John's Prep. So that was three of the seven. And then you move down to Division Two, Merrimack Valley. And you're looking at two losses in that one. North Andover was in there, you know,
North Andover, they won a Super Bowl recently, too, I want to say.
I believe so, yeah.
They won baseball, and they just have a ridiculous senior class that won a couple. You see that every once in a while. I think they did. So, I mean, yeah, they're always right there, too. Old Cape Ann League team. They're kind of ancient history in the Cape Ann League now, but it's been over a decade. But, you know, we used to see them a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and our two teams in two, Nick, were North Andover losing to Natick in the first round, 31-21. And Chelmsford had a real tough result, losing to King Philip. They were the 14th seed, Chelmsford, you know.
King Philip, they went to the Super Bowl, right? They lost to Catholic Memorial.
So, they lost to DiBiaso crew. DiBiaso, I always forget.
DiBiaso.
Okay. Yeah, former Everett legend. now Catholic Memorial, went down to Division II so they can grab their Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's too bad, but I would have loved to see them play Springfield Central. I think that would have been a game. Even Central Catholic, you know, some of these teams in there, you know, they beat the Prep, so we already knew that they were, you know, better than them. But, you know, a couple of those other teams in Division I would have given them a game.
Yeah. I just took a sip, Nick, of my old coffee from like 3 days ago. I forgot which one it was. And it was one of those where I poured water into it to get rid of it. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. I'm back to my regular coffee now. But
there you go.
But Chelmsford lost to King Philip, 35-0. So that was Division II for Merrimack Valley. And in Division III last year for football, the Merrimack Valley, that was Marblehead's division. So Marblehead wins it all, beating North Attleboro in the finals. Bill Ricca made the semis and lost to North Attleboro 28-10.
Luke Tewksbury was a little down by their standards last year. Still good, but, you know, not the usual Super Bowl, you know, one of a handful of teams that can win the Super Bowl, you know, type team.
So yeah.
I bet they'll be right back this year. They're not usually down for long. If they, you know, even you even call that down.
Yeah, they were the fifth seed in Division IV. They dropped and they ended up just losing round one, you know, 28-21 to Bedford. Bedford loses to Grafton in the next round. Eventually the winner of that division is Scituate. Looks like a great game, 14-13 over Duxbury.
Wow, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. First four divisions are legit.
Yeah, and that's where it ends for Merrimack Valley. Top four, they are not in the bottom half of the state for divisions of football. So, yeah, so what's the weekend, Nick, that opens things up for football in the Merrimack Valley?
Was it Friday, September 9th, Saturday, September 10th? That's the opening week. I believe it's probably non-conference mostly across the board. So won't be seeing any of those rivalry games, those MVC versus MVC games. But they'll be coming soon.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And we're excited on here on MSO News Sports, Nick and Nick, to give you football highlights, previews, everything you need to know about Merrimack Valley football. We'll keep a little eye on New Hampshire too, Nick. We'll have Tom King on. How's that?
Absolutely.
Down the road. I think we promised Tom we'd get him back. Tom King, sports writer, National Telegraph, get him back on maybe mid-October. So give us a little New Hampshire football update because he has his eyes everywhere, that guy.
Yeah, big time. He's got New Hampshire covered. Southern New Hampshire is his domain.
Yeah, but there are other sports in the fall too. And one of them is a volleyball. And we are going to have a coach from one of the Merrimack Valley teams who came back to our alma mater and led them to their best season in school history last fall. Looking forward to talking to her after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, with team of Nick and Nick here, and joined by our one and only guest today, Tewksbury volleyball coach, Allie Loopy. What's going on, Allie?
Not much. Excited to do this.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Thanks for jumping on with us. Coming off a historic year with Tewksbury last year, Division III state semifinal, one of four teams left, losing to Old Rochester, who wins the whole thing after that. What a run. I mean, at your alma mater, your fifth year now on the job at last fall?
Yep, yeah, that was my fifth year, yeah.
Fifth year, you come out and lead the team to its most successful season, furthest advancement in the tournament. Got to be a good feeling going into the offseason and into this season.
Definitely. I mean, I'm super excited, and there's clearly a momentum that's happening from that. Like, we right now, of course, tryouts haven't happened yet, but we have the most girls that I've seen, you know, wanting to try out this year, which I think, one is super exciting, but two, I think definitely is a result from just having such a successful season.
Absolutely. And Allie, you got the calm before the storm right now, but it's about to get pretty hectic. You know, take us to, you know, what's it like beginning of the season? I know it's chaos getting everybody back in the groove of things.
Yes. It definitely is chaotic, but it's so exciting. This really is like one of my favorite times of the year because adrenaline is pumping. You're excited. Everyone's coming in ready to show off all the hard work that they put in the off season. The coaching staff, myself, we're super excited to see how everyone has improved. Right now the calm is basically just making sure everyone's signed up. We did run a camp last week with a company called Gold Medal Squared, which is just great. The girls are in. It's long days, but it's intensive work. And so that's just a great lead up to tryouts. And then, next week it all starts.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, football is starting on the 19th. So Friday the 19th when this publishes, and then the rest of everybody gets going the next week, and so busy out there. And, you know, this success you had last year, coach, I mean, it didn't come out of the blue. You know, you guys were 17-4 one year, 14-5, but it seems like you ran into those Linfield Giants that were just so good, and they stopped you in your tracks, like they stopped a lot of other teams in their tracks. So this last fall, this record-setting team seems like the culmination of just a few good years and some great consistency.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. So coming in my first year, I was fresh out of college, fresh out of playing, which was really great because I absolutely loved my college experience and my college coach. And so I felt strongly about implementing certain aspects that, you know, when I was a player were part of our routine and what we did. And so I think it's started then of just not necessarily changing the environment, because I think the former coach Jim had a really strong environment as well, but just adding in a little bit more. And the athletes have done a great job, and we really focus a lot on improving ourselves, but also how do you make the people around you better? And so that's something that is definitely tricky. So we had 2 years ago at this point, a tricky season because we had a really wide range of skills on varsity. I had three freshmen coming in who weren't the most experienced. They're freshmen. They're new to the sport. And then we had a lot of seniors on the team then as well. So that was a year where we had to work really, really hard on seniors and my top athletes. I know that you want to play at this level, but we need to really practice and be patient and learn how to build everyone up around us too, to get those freshmen comfortable. And that was a huge shift. So that was maybe 3 years ago at this point. That was 3 years ago. So that was just a really awesome year because we did a lot of work, and we weren't the most successful when it came to our record, but when it came to like the dynamic and what I expect of my players and how they need to treat each other and what they can expect from each other, really solidified there.
Coach, what's the makeup of the team looking like this year? And you guys had a successful run. Usually teams that make state semifinals have senior leadership on them. So you guys have a lot of new faces coming into the starting lineup this year?
So we actually have six returning seniors coming back. Yes. and then some underclassmen who will be returning as well. But of course, there is spots open for other players trying out, whether they're upperclassmen, underclassmen, you know, whoever shows up and shows out will earn that, earn those spots. But yeah, we definitely have a pretty large senior group, which is exciting. And I think they're super excited and I'm super excited for them too. Yeah.
Awesome. We are here with Coach Allie Loopy, Tewksbury Volleyball, best season ever last fall, looking to do it again and top themselves. Although it's a pretty high standard now to get back, you know, to the state semifinals. Still Division III coach this year?
Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, so you're still going to see a lot of the same faces, a lot of the teams that you've seen in the tournament, maybe, who knows. How's the Merrimack Valley Conference shaping up? What's the deal there? I mean, because obviously it's always competitive.
Yep, exactly. So the MVC is definitely competitive when it comes to volleyball. Although even in the past 6 years, the forces, the dominant teams have been shifting. Like when I was playing 10, 15-ish years ago, your powerhouses were almost always going to be Andover and Central. And that has started to shift. A few years back, Lawrence was untouchable. They were phenomenal. Haverhill is coming in every year and it's a battle. I like to think that we're competitive. You know, we're someone that teams hopefully, are a little nervous to face. But yeah, so basically the cool thing about the MVC right now and it being such a competitive league is that that helps us when it comes to standings for playoffs or states. Because they changed it to the power ranking. So if you play tough teams and you lose, it can work out to be beneficial than playing a team that isn't as strong that you absolutely dominate. So I think that also led to our success, or just didn't necessarily lead to our success, but allowed us to continue on and not face someone like Linfield in the second round, those two games should have been, you know, like a semifinals game, but instead we saw them in the second round. So the new power rankings has helped when it comes to that.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question, speaking of those power rankings. So I take it you like them. They've been a real hot button issue. I know Dom and I like the way that they worked out this season. For reasons, like you said, those types of matchups with powerhouse teams all come later on instead of a weird, quirky, you know, sectional quarterfinal.
Right. Yes, I will say it definitely helped us. I'm still undecided, or I'm not firm in my stance of that. I absolutely love it because I definitely think there are pros and cons. I would like to know more about it and to see it unfold a little bit more and experience it before I make a definitive yes, I'm definitely a fan, or no, I absolutely hate it. But I will say, undeniably, it did help us because, like I said, we were able to. It seemed appropriate in how the playoffs progressed, right? Like each game that we played got harder and harder. Where in years past, it was like an absolute blowout, and then we went and faced Linfield right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at the lineup that you faced in that tournament and no North teams, you know, you went against Nick, how do you say that name? Eponequit. Beat them 3-0. Braden, is Eponequit the South, Nick, or I forgot?
I thought it was Central, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know where it is, if we're being honest.
Yeah. It's in Lakeville, Mass. I looked it up as we were talking, like it's wherever the heck that is. Let me see. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to face teams that are not in the North. Ashland as a South team, Old Rochester is a South team in the semifinals. And I'm looking at the top four. You guys were number one seed, Dennis Yarmouth number two, and Old Rochester number four. Those three made the semifinals. The only top four team that didn't make the semifinals was Cardinal Spelman, and they were knocking on the door, you know, to that. So to that point, you know, these rankings, you're seeing that across the board. Like it's coming to fruition in terms of the top four teams are usually getting in the semifinals, it seems like.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And then not the only downside, but one of them is, of course, the traveling that has to take place and just the logistics of game time. And then something else that got brought up to me was your like margin of winning, and therefore it can discourage, you know, getting in some athletes into games who don't necessarily get a lot of playing time, but you're like, you know what, I need them to get this game experience. But now your margin of winning has gone from maybe a blowout to, okay, now this match is a lot closer, which can then affect your ranking.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which again, I'm not 100% sure on how much it affects it, but someone did make that point once and I was like, okay, yeah, that is something to think about.
Yeah. Not to mention in the same topic, the other team getting demoralized, you know, by losing by, well, in your role, it'd be, is it 25? First to 25? Yeah, yep. It'd be 25, zip, 25, zip, 25, you know, or something like that, you know, instead of 25, 13 or 25, 14. Right. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Allie, take us to kind of, you know, the atmosphere at these matches, especially these postseason matches. I mean, unfortunately, the three schools I cover do not have volleyball, so I've never covered a volleyball game. But I mean, just following the action on social media, they just seem so back and forth and intense.
Oh, again, I might be biased, but I think volleyball is the most fun sport to watch. It really is so cool. And especially those games, like the energy. One, there's just something so awesome about like a gym that is full of students and fans, and that energy, you can feel it. Like it's really, really cool. And then too, the girls bring like just this heightened excitement, which is so awesome to see. The first few points, it's, I don't know, it's electric. It's the only word I can think of about it. But again, with that, we try really hard to not get, too overwhelmed by that, or we don't like to get too high and then we drop too low. You know, I usually let the girls the first few points shake off the nerves, bring that real high energy, and then it's like, okay, settle down and we need to play our game. But it's a very cool, it's very special, it's just awesome.
Allie, again, looking back earlier in your own career, I mean, you had not so bad of a career yourself as someone who was a cross-country runner or wanted to be a cross-country runner, right? According to the Town Crier article, where they gave you the Coach of the Year. Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Goes on to Eastern Connecticut and just rips it up, you know, finishes your career tied for sixth all time in sets with 451, tied for sixth all time in digs, 1727, fourth all time in service aces, 218. Like, how did you adapt? Like, I mean, you're supposed to, you know, you go from running to, you can't get any more different sports, cross country and volleyball. How did you adapt so fast?
I know. Yeah, it's so funny because I really, really wanted to run like 1,000, which is hysterical because I am by no means a runner. But middle school me thought I was. So I really wanted to do that. My mom was just like, please just play volleyball. Your sisters are senior. I really don't want to have to deal with splitting, like trying to be in two places at once. Like it would just make my life so much easier. So I was kind of just like, whatever, fine, I'll do it. And I didn't love it at first because volleyball, and I tell this to the freshmen too that come in who haven't played before, it is such a bizarre sport to learn where, you know, where I, you know, when there's basketball or soccer or field hockey or lacrosse, like at least you can run. Like at the end of the day, like you can move up and down the field if you have no idea what you're doing and it looks okay. But in volleyball, when you make a mistake, it's like the play ends, everyone stares at you and you feel like a complete idiot. It's just like, oh my God, this was horrible.
Yeah.
So that
no was, hiding, no hiding.
Yeah. And like you're doing things and you have to have your arms a certain way and you're reacting and it's just so unnatural at first for a lot of people. So I tell my incoming freshman, like, do not worry. Like it will get so much better. And that's exactly what happened with me. I just ended up loving it. I thought it was so fun. And like it connected to some of my other sports that I played. Like I remember when I started playing volleyball, I ended up getting like a little bit better at softball. And a little bit, I'm trying to think of what else I did. But I remember there being like, oh, wow, okay, this is making sense and it's clicking. And then from there, I just ran with it because I loved it. And it was just so fun.
You're not one of the ones who wear a different uniform on the court. You were the different uniform girl?
Yes, I was a different uniform girl. Yeah. So I was not in high school. So in high school, I played all the way around. And then when I got to college, I was the libero. So that means I was in the different uniform and you kind of own the back row. You just focus on defense or all the good stuff.
There's another sport where there's a different uniform, Nick. Well, a couple other sports, I guess, where there's kind of a different uniform besides volleyball. Do you know what it is?
It's soccer goalies.
There you go. Right. The soccer goalies wear all these weird, you know, but
no rhyme or reason to it. At least there's a rhyme or reason to the, you know, the libero. They wear the team colors. I feel like soccer goalies wear just totally random colors.
Yeah. Ellie, we should close on this one thing we didn't talk about yet. Your predecessor, would that be your actual coach that you took over for? Was that Jim Ray?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What did he mean to your volleyball world?
I mean, yeah. So he was the one that really introduced me to the sport. Like I said, I didn't have intentions of really playing beforehand. So I played a little bit coming into high school. But then, yeah, he was the one that obviously introduced me to the sport and had a huge role on just me learning. And then I really enjoyed his like confidence in his younger players, where I remember their practices and I was a freshman, and if varsity girls were missing someone, you know, he pulled me up and let me play with them. And I was a nightmare, right? Like I was a freshman. I was not skilled enough to be on that court, but you could tell that he, you know, just had faith in the development of his players. And he did that, you know, throughout my entire 4 years there, of encouraging, you know, young athletes to stick with it, taking time to really explain things. He did a great, great job of demoing and showing you, you know, what it should look like, and really taking time so you could visualize what you needed to do. So that was really helpful as well. So, yeah, I mean, like he really was awesome and did such a good job with the program and provided a lot of consistency, because I know before him, there was a lot of in and out with the coaches and there wasn't necessarily someone who was there for an extended period of time. So him coming in and just being so committed and dedicated and putting in so much work too as a coach, not so funny as a player, not really noticing or knowing all the extra things that he did or the time it took to just take care of the equipment and have necessary equipment and things that are so important. And as a coach now, I understand and appreciate so much more of what he did than when I was an actual player. Cause I was like, yeah, okay, cool. We got the stuff. We're ready to go. Let's go. And now I'm like, okay, no, that takes like a lot of time and effort and forethought into it. So yeah, he really was an awesome coach and super cool that I was able to step in after him and just know the shape of the program too. Cause I had him. So I knew exactly what the environment was going to be like, you know, what he's put into the program and everything. So it just made that transition a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully down the road, someone's saying those exact words about you when they take over your position. Allie Loopy, Tewksbury volleyball, coming off a record-setting season, going into fall 22 with a lot of confidence. We wish you the best of luck in Merrimack Valley play and later postseason.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
All right, that's Allie Loopy in the books. Stay with us on the other side. Just a few extra nuggets, Merrimack Valley Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, wrapping up another show here. Nick and Nick, Dominic Cash and the Kookaroo. Allie Loopy, Nick, plenty of excitement from Tewksbury volleyball circles, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, we'll see 6 senior starters coming back. So it looks like they might be reloaded and they could be right back there again.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of shifts going on in the power in who's on top in the Merrimack Valley for volleyball. So Tewksbury certainly in the mix. Number one seed, Division III, no joke. And a great run. So lots of momentum there. So let's call it a day. Stay with us. So it's August 19th. We'll have one more August summary show, Nick, before we really get into the heaviness of the fall season. Yeah. We for all intents and purposes, we're planning to move the podcast. As everyone knows, I'm sure everyone is standing by their laptops, internet and phones and waiting on Fridays. But the first week of September, we'll be going Thursdays. Big move.
Yeah.
Big move. Publishing good Thursdays. Time. Got to be on our game, Nick, a day early.
Exactly. We got to get down to it.
Yep. Okay, let's end the show. We are done for the day. Danny, thank you for producing. Danny Martin, we don't give him too many shout-outs these days because we're not in studio with him. But Danny, nonetheless, we love you, brother. Thank you. All right, see you later, Merrimack Valley. Have a good one.